Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'll ask a question. Can you tell the gender of a composer? When Felix Mendelssohn was visiting London, he performed some of his recently composed lieder for Queen Victoria. The secret was that though he did write good lieder, he also played those of his sister Fanny. Queen Victoria was fooled. See if you can tell which is which.
Wenn die Sonne lieblich schiene wie in Wäschern blau und blau, ging ich mit der Mandoline durch die überglänzte Au, ging ich mit der Mandoline durch die überglänzte Au, durch die überglänzte Au. In der Nacht das Liebchen lauschte an dem Fenster süß verwacht, wünschte mir und ihr uns beiden heimlich eine schöne Nacht, wünschte mir und ihr uns beiden heimlich eine schöne Nacht, heimlich eine schöne Nacht. Wäschern blau und blau, ging ich mit der Mandoline durch die überglänzte Au, wenn die Sonne lieblich schiene wie in Wäschern blau und blau, wie in Wäschern blau und blau.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'm asking if you can identify the gender of a composer. One of the previous songs was chosen by Queen Victoria as her favorite when Felix Mendelssohn played his works for her. And though published as his, One of the previous songs was actually written by Fanny Mendelssohn, his sister. Could you guess which one? The first lead was by Fanny. The poem tells of Italy, of all its beauties, and was sung by soprano Susan Gritton with pianist Eugene Asti. The second lead tells of a page who, surrendering to the beauty of an Italian landscape, plays his mandolin. This was written by Felix Mendelssohn and performed by Peter Schreier, tenor, with Carl Engel, the pianist. The next female composer I'll discuss is Clara Schumann, Robert's wife. She was a famous pianist and also wrote music. Can you identify which of the following songs is by Clara and which by Robert?
Thank you.
Just heard three songs, two written by Clara Schumann and one by Robert. Could you guess which was which? The first song, Ich stand in dunklen Träumen, I stood in dark dreams, was sung by Barbara Bonney soprano with Vladimir Ashkenazy piano. It was written by Clara. The second, Geheimnis flüstern hier und dort, Secrets Whispered Here and There, was performed by Wolfgang Holzmeier baritone with Imogen Cooper piano. It was also written by Clara, who in her time was ranked as one of the three top pianists in the world, along with Liszt and Thalberg. She was also a crusader for her husband's compositions, the breadwinner of the family, and the mother of his eight children. The third song, Geisternähe, Near in Spirit, was written by Robert Schumann and sung by Natalie Stutzmann contralto with Catherine Collard piano. This female-male edition of Singing and Other Sins may not be politically correct. In theory, we've all accepted that women can compose, conduct, or do many of the jobs that were forbidden their gender just a few years ago. But are there features of their compositions that mark them as having been written by a woman? Some people think so, and let's test that theory out in an orchestra composition. This is a comparison. See if you can tell which of the following works was written by a woman.
Thank you.
You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, this edition testing your ears to see if you can identify male or female composers. We started with a portion of Arraché, or Torn Away, which was written by the American male Michael Hirsch and performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marin Alsop, one of those increasingly successful female conductors. After that, we heard a section of Pulse, a work written by the American woman Margaret Brouwer and played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Thanks to Dennis Moore for those selections. Let's return to the focus of Singing and Other Sins, art song. Here are some English composers writing in the late Romantic style. Which one is male?
The sword out wears the sheath, and the soul wears out the breast, and the heart itself must pause, and love itself have rest. Was made
Himself. She
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to see if you can tell the gender of a composer. Here are the songs in the order that we just heard them. First, Maud Valerie White, 1855 to 1937, wrote Soul Will Go No More A-Roving. The second song, Ah, Moon of My Delight, was written by Liza Lehmann, 1862 to 1911. These were both sung by Anthony Rolfe Johnson tenor with Graham Johnson piano. Then we heard Speak Music by Edward Elgar, 1857 to 1924, sung by soprano Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson the pianist. Finally, we heard The Seal Man, written by Rebecca Clark, 1886 to 1979, and performed by Suzanne Metzner, mezzo-soprano, and Craig Ruttenberg, piano. Are you getting good at recognizing the women composers? Let's have a percussion concerto interlude.
Thank you.
is Singing and Other Sins, your chance to identify the gender of the composers. We first heard a portion of Cycles and Currents from Margaret Brouwer's 2002 Arolucent Circles, with percussionist Evelyn Glennie and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Gerard Schwartz. The second piece was written by Libby Larson in 1992. We heard a portion of the first movement of her marimba concerto with John Kinsey, marimba, and Marin Alsop conducting the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. So this was a trick, both concertos written by women. How are you doing on this gender quiz edition? Some people say that the subject is irrelevant now, but here's a recent news item that shows just how current the issue is in the world of classical music. A new chamber orchestra has launched in Vancouver, Canada, featuring women and those who identify as women playing the works of female composers. We enjoyed a movement from Libby Larson's Marimba Concerto. Now let's hear some of her songs.
Comes up a salty empire of a water bender.
Two songs by the American composer Libby Larson, born in 1950. We heard Perineo in a mixture of Spanish and English, which is the poet Roberto Echavarren's way. That was sung by soprano Patrice Michaels, accompanied by Elizabeth Bucheri. Then, I thought once how Theocritus had sung from Larson's Sonnets from the Portuguese with soprano Arlene Auger and members of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and the Minnesota Orchestra conducted by Joel Revzin. We're hearing another Larson song now. I hope you've enjoyed this program of Singing and Other Sins, bringing our attention to the music of women. Long ago, I gave up trying to guess which works were by men and which were by women, but maybe it was fun to try. You can leave your comments on this program at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to previous programs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.